On this station, we've been talking about Cebus SU Canola for, well, many years now. They're still kind of a new company, a new concept with their SU Canola non-transgenic traits. And they have, they're doing good, apparently, because they've opened a Winnipeg office and have hired a new executive director, vice president, general manager of Canadian operations, David Sapel. Congratulations, David.
Well, thank you very much. It's really great to be part of the Cebus team.
Now, you have is this a brand new office in Winnipeg that wasn't there before?
It is. And so we've just opened the office it'd be about November now, so it hasn't been very long. And even though we've got an office, which is great, the more important thing, of course, is that we're starting to bring on people as well. So we've brought on marketing managers, some sales representatives for Cebus. In total, we've got about 8 people right now. So we're really excited about bringing the SU canola varieties to Canada. It's just a great opportunity for the market there, similar to, of course, what you're seeing in North Dakota.
Now, you're in Winnipeg, which, of course, just across the border. We're practically neighbors, and we've got the same crappy weather.
It's cold this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we're looking...
Must be winter in the... It must be winter in the area.
It's acting a whole lot like winter out there. But one of these days, it's going to be warm enough to stick some canola seed in the ground. So let's talk a little bit about the Cebus SU canola, which is non-transgenic. Now, for the guys who are not familiar with non-transgenic, how is that different from GMO?
So transgenic and GMO are pretty much the same. They're really the same thing. And that's when a technology developer takes a piece of DNA from outside of the canola plant. It could be from a bacteria or it could be from somewhere else. And they put it into canola to produce some sort of trait that would be then called a transgenic or a GMO. So that would be things like for your canola growers, that would be things like a Roundup Ready canola or a Invigor canola. Both of those would be GMOs.
And your non-transgenic traits, this is a whole different thing. This allows people to plant canola and then brag about the fact that this is non-GMO.
Yeah, so in a non-GMO situation, what we do is it's really a precision type of mutagenesis. So it's kind of an advanced plant breeding technology. It's still a very sophisticated technology, and Cebus is very much a technology and breeding company, very much a technology player, but just developing its technology in a slightly different way. And so we don't introduce foreign DNA, and as a result of that, the plants can be called non-GM. And so when you're looking at consumers these days who are out in the market and they're looking for sources of food that may be non-genetically modified or non-transgenic, then they could be looking at oils, canola oil, for example, from a Cebus plant, you know, going through, for example, the Cargill production contract at West Fargo, and they could be looking at that, and then now they can go to the market and they can be buying their non-GM oil. So that's really what this is about. It's really about not so much about not being a technology player, is more about satisfying the consumer demand that we see out there.
And canola is just the first of the crops that you plan to do this with, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're really excited about some developments in flax right now. Flax, of course, is grown also in your part of the world, grown in Canada. And we're really excited about bringing a non-GM glyphosate-tolerant flax to the market. It's probably going to be a couple more years. We're not quite there yet, but we're making really good progress, and it is quite exciting to see this come into the market. I think our plans right now are to have our first flax varieties with this non-GM glyphosate trait in the market, likely in 2019, and so that's what we're targeting. But we're also working on things like potatoes, rice, and other crops as well. So it's definitely a broad platform. Our technology can be applied to many different types of variety, many different types of crops, and many types of varieties.
What can farmers do with a non-transgenic potato that they can't do now?
Oh, well, you know, in potatoes, there have been some transgenic varieties that have come to market, but in that market, they haven't been as widely accepted as they have in corn or in soybeans or in canola or in other products. And there's been some resistance for whatever reason to take those up. And so we think that bringing some non-transgenic varieties into the potato market is going to really help.
Super. All right. Now, CRISPR technology, Dave, has gotten a lot of press lately. How is non-transgenic different from CRISPR technology?
Well, I think that the jury is still out on that. Around the regulatory side, we're not absolutely sure how some of these methods of gene editing are going to all unfold in the marketplace and how this is all going to be pulled together. But CRISPR technology generally does not introduce a foreign DNA either. It doesn't introduce DNA from another source. CRISPR technology tends to be a cutting technology, a gene cutting technology, or a DNA cutting technology. Whereas the rapid technology development system that Cebus has is a little different in that it's more of a precision mutagenesis type of a technology. So there are a lot of different ways of being technology players in the marketplace. And who knows, at some point in time, Cebus may be involved in working with multiple types of gene editing and molecular activities as we're bringing products to marketplace. But right now, highly focused on this non-GM market.
All right, David, I knew I could ask you that question because I see you got your PhD in plant pathology and plant breeding from the University of Guelph.
Yeah, I did. I've been involved in the industry, particularly in the plant breeding industry, for most of my career. It's been great. I've worked with a number of different companies as a breeder, but particularly in canola, I moved out of the actual breeding early in my career because I became allergic to the canola pollen. So when that happens and you're a plant breeder, it's not a very good story. You have to find another way to earn a living. So I've ended up going more onto the business side.
All right. Interesting story there, yeah. History with Pioneer and Syngenta, the founding president and CEO of Cantera Seeds. I think some of you folks may have heard. I remember hearing about that. And David Sapel, now the Cebus, leading the Canadian operations out of Winnipeg. Dave, we wish you lots of luck. And again, we'll take another look at Cebus SU Canola down here south of the border. And a lot of guys are having a lot of success with it, especially, you know, the West Fargo facility here, the Cargill West Fargo facility, paying a little premium for Cebus SU Canola. Wish you lots of luck in your endeavors there, getting Cebus SU Canola into Canada.
Thank you, and look forward to talking to you, and maybe we're talking again when we bring our next technology to market.
Excellent. Give us a holler, and we'll talk about it on the radio. So thank you much, Dave.
Thank you. Goodbye.